North Korea's ruling party has slammed planned joint aerial war games by the United States and South Korea on the Korean Peninsula. Ruling party newspaper described the joint drills as an all-out provocation against Pyongyang. It also warned that upcoming air maneuvers could lead to a nuclear war. Some 230 aircraft are involved in the five-day exercises, which are set to begin Monday. Tensions have increased in the region since North Korea successfully tested a new intercontinental ballistic missile, which it says can target an entire U.S. continent. Pyongyang has repeatedly said it will not relinquish its nuclear deterrence and missile capabilities unless Washington and its regional allies end their hostile policy toward the country. Political commentator Jason Unruhe believes that U.S. measures on the Korean Peninsula are only provoking North Korea.
The United States is performing these exercises in retaliation for the recent DPRK missile test that shows a significant leap in its technological development and that it can reach the entirety of the U.S. mainland. These kinds of actions will only provoke the DPRK even further. It is the DPRK that's in the subordinate position. It's not the global hegemonic power. It's the one developing a means by which to defend itself from the imperialist power of the United States. And simply standing there and threatening them each time they demonstrate some kind of an ability to stand up for themselves really only displays what kind of a bully the United States really is.